The strong shall devour the weak's reward, and 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 the strong shall devour the weak's reward. And the strong shall devour the weak's reward. And the strong shall devour the meek's reward. And the strong shall devour the meek's reward. Hi, guys. You know what? I've decided that opinions are really pointless to have. I mean, what does it matter? You know, if you believe one thing happened versus another, you have some version of reality, you know? Like, what difference does it make? What difference does it make, as a great American once said. It's all just, you know, personality traits. Like, who you think killed Kennedy doesn't say anything about who killed Kennedy. It says everything about you. It says everything about the type of person you are, the type of books you've read or haven't read, your attitude towards power, blah, blah, blah. That's all Ollie's opinions we're spouting do, is they just give purpose and shape to your personality. So, we're all trapped like rats during this thing, either with a gun to our head to work, or cooped up at the order of just mad, incompetent gods. Just the worst people, the worst people any society has ever produced in charge, in complete and unchallenged control. And that's just the fact of it. And that's not something that people can really handle. I can't handle it. And so we cultivate personalities in opposition to the dread fate that we fear coming around the bend. Politics is a big part of that. And that's a big reason that young people don't vote and poorer people don't vote. Is that voting and politics is higher up on that Maslow's hierarchy. It's the shit that you can worry about once your basic needs have been taken care of. Which really suggests that it's not a vital field for, you know, human destiny, but rather an entertainment. I mean, and I'm not just talking about voting. I'm talking about politics as a thing to care about, as a thing to have opinions about. So I mean, that means including everybody who has never voted and would never vote, but who has spent hours and hours and hours and hours determining exactly what flavor of, like, non-revisionist Marxist-Leninist they are. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to call myself a Hoxhaist, but at the same time, I really appreciate Hoxha's understanding of the need for autarky. It's like, fuck you. That's as much of a fucking a bauble as somebody who's decided that they're gonna, like, single-handedly get Biden elected or whatever the fuck. So, opinions, man. They're like assholes. Everyone's got them. But I just want a grill. Ah, man. Yeah, it would be funny if The Hunt swept the Oscars because nothing else gets released in 2020, because there's a rule that there has to be a limited amount of theatrical release for any movie to count. Like, so that's why Netflix bought these theaters, these like one screen theaters that are basically gone, and they're keeping them alive to show, like, for a weekend their offering, so that they technically count as award fare. Well, unless they change those bylaws, there's going to be like six movies to choose from to win Best Picture, and I certainly got my fingers crossed for Trolls World Tour. I saw The Birds in Texas. I saw the birds in Texas. I certainly did. Yeah, the vibe wasn't great, seeing all those psychotic animals freak out and try to attack human beings. They say it's electromagnetics, that that's why that happens. They say that the electromagnets that they use for, what do you call it, navigation, that they get interfered with by electromagnets. Maybe it's 5G. What if there's no, what if the danger of 5G is that it kills all the birds? And then because it kills all the birds, it destroys the cycle for like pollination and stuff, and so we have a huge drop in food production. So there you go, 5G. Don't we love it, folks? You can see the people who really react poorly to questions about 5G, like, just want to say, like, oh, you're a fucking Luddite, you're a ridiculous person, you might as well be QAnon. It's that they're really fucking addicted to the internet, man. I mean, at the end of the day, we all are, but, like, they are in the thrall of their disease. They're in the full thrall of their sickness. Because they're like, no, get me a bigger spike to put in my vein. Give me more of it. Am I right, folks? That's why they're called dumb phones, in my opinion. That's why I call them dumb phones. We love the 5G, don't we, folks? We love it. We love 5G. It's the most G's we've ever had. 3G, pathetic. Pathetic. Get it out of here. 4G, it's why not even have a phone. But 5G, oh, 5G, we love it, folks. We love it, don't we? And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The virgins are all trimming their wicks on 4chan. Am I right, folks? The virgins are all trimming their wicks on the Chapo Trap House subreddit. Boom. Drop the motherfucking mic. You just got roasted in a way that you guys will never... Alright, so people are saying I did an Alex Jones impression yesterday. I'm kind of worried. I don't remember doing an Alex Jones impersonation. Was I just like on one to such a degree that I just sounded like him? Or did I actually try to do the voice? Let him be righteous still. Let him be filthy still. Oh, I did do an Alex Jones impression. Oh, good. I'll have to go watch it back. Okay, folks, here we go. We're talking about 5G. It's going to be the end of straight birds, folks. Every bird will be gay. The birds are going to start fucking and sucking each other. All the eggs will go unhatched, okay, folks? Every bird will be gay. Some are born. Some are dying. Because I remember last night, I also talked about how, like, it's possible that the CIA perfected public mind control and also individual mind control in the 60s, and we're all living in, like, a synthetic reality that they've created. Because I feel like that could technically, you know, qualify as something similar to what Alex Jones would say. Because I gotta say, that does sound kind of tasty as a reality. I honestly check out the subreddit basically exclusively just to check out the episode descriptions, and it is because I want to know how we did and I want to know how people thought about it. I actually care about what people thought of the show, and I want to make it better. I don't want to necessarily pander to anybody, but I want to know, like, what are consistent issues. And the thing is that it is a bad group of fucking posters. I mean, I don't know who they are as people, but man, Their posts are bad. Their point of view is dog shit. Their actual attempts at memes and shit that make up the rest of that subreddit are all cringe-inducing. So that's why I check it out. But, like, I can't read any of the other stuff. It's like, god damn, I get it that it's like a very, it's just like a warehouse at this point for every, like, left-winger on Reddit. And I understand why that's, why there's a need for a community there. But, man, it just, I wish they were less so, they were less, like, I guess they were less insecure in their identity, I guess I would say. But, like, they're young people, so that's, you know, impossible. So I guess that's part of it. But no, that's why I don't want to interact with it, and I don't go on there. Sometimes I'm tempted to respond to really annoying stuff, but I realize that there, that way lies madness. I don't hate the fans. Honestly, most of the people who post on our subreddit don't like the show, and they're proud of it, and they like brag about how they don't like the show, and like they won't even fucking like, the reason I go to that stupid website is to check out the thread for the episode, and half the time it's not pinned because they like have no interest in the actual show, which is like, god damn, I know we were early adopters and that's why we're kind of an umbrella thing now, but fuck, just a little bit of, there are mods on the fucking thing who hate us, mods hate us and the show. It's a disaster. If I could have my way, I would do it Dave Anthony style, Stalin-esque, iron-fisted control. Now, you say anything I don't like, you are banned immediately. I think that would honestly make a more interesting space than this just parade of tryhards. A lot of people are fighting an ideological battle against our show in the fucking subreddit. Like, they're trying to push some version of politics onto us or, like, make us disavow something, and I'm not interested in any of that. So I just ignore it, and I just try to find out, like, what people think of the show. People who I kind of respect their opinions anyway. What are my thoughts on Hunter Thompson? I was a huge Hunter Thompson head as a kid. I loved Hunter Thompson. Okay, this is a good question. The best type of Protestant. There are a few decent Protestant varietals. I would say that though it is relatively culturally stultifying, that you can't really argue with the social output that is accommodated by Scandinavian Lutheranism. So Scandos get a pass, even though it's a little austere for me. And then, of course, the Society of Friends. Absolutely. The fucking Quakers are a fantastic tradition. And I would say that any of the, like, religious, cloistered communities that still exist, like Mennonites and Amish, I respect the hell out of them, too. But everything else can go to hell, and as I have said before, American Protestantism isn't even the same thing. And remember, the Quakers started in England, so they don't technically count. American Protestantism is just not Christianity. It's its own pagan sacrificial rite. Okay. That's a good one. And who doesn't love the Cathars, folks? Do we love the Cathars? We love them! We love the Cathars! Okay. The most beautiful American states. Hard to beat California, annoyingly enough, I have to say. I'm sorry, it's hard for me to keep a split lift. I'm a lit spliff. I'm distracted by this whole rigmarole. Yeah, oh God, American Catholicism is just kept, it's just Protestantism. It's been consumed. It's been just taken over at the root. I mean, and there's a remnant there in Catholicism because it didn't like wholly reforge itself on the new land the way that Protestantism did. So there's still some, like, I don't know, socially useful traditions in Catholicism, which is why I would say I pick it over Protestantism. And even in America, it's not quite as bad, or at least doesn't have the, I mean, at least for one thing, they read, you know? Like, that's one thing that I guess I'm a bit of a snob about, because I do look down on American Protestantism as just, like, proud anti-intellectual tradition. Just, like, absolute, like, hayseeds who are, like, proud of it. And it's just infuriating. And you can see that in the fact that there are no Protestants on the Supreme Court. It's all Catholics and Jews. Because the only reactionary Americans, like social and economic reactionary Americans, have read, done any of the reading from the Bible and then, like, going through to college and, like, you know, attending institutions of, like, Jesuit learning, actually have any kind of ability to speak in the terms of, like, the Supreme Court, you know? So, like, you get a Catholic, like, intelligentsia leading this fucking potato sack of Protestant rubes. So that's why I gotta respect the Catholics, you know, even though them being the brains makes them even more dangerous, there's just, I can at least respect that they do the reading. So there you go. I don't think I've read a book in 5 years. I can't read anymore. The internet has destroyed my brain. Swear to mercy. No. I mean, I'm reading now, you know, it's just, I don't feel like I read as much as I used to. It's disappointing. The internet really does, like, just start clogging up your brain. The sun is out. It was stormed earlier. Apparently there was a tornado warning in New York City. Yeah, like, it's not already feeling apocalyptic. You got the goddamn birds falling out of the sky. You've got, rivers and seas boiling, 30 years of blood, earthquakes, tornadoes, the dead rising from the grave, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Yeah, no, my worldview is pieced together mostly from sugar packets. I think Biden winning will be very funny. And I honestly think it might be the funniest outcome. And that's why I'm worried it's going to happen. Because I really don't know if I think that's the right thing to happen. But what my opinion is doesn't matter. Remember, we talked about this. What our opinions amount to are meaningless. Our actions are determined right now. You know, and we'll either act on our beliefs or we won't. And if we don't, then they weren't real. Just on the real, if we don't act on them now, then we didn't really have them. They weren't really beliefs. They were affectations. And we'll find out. Oh, boy. But yeah, because Biden is so visibly decaying in a way that Trump amazingly isn't. Like, Trump seems pretty on the ball. I mean, he had a big decline, like, his first year in office, and then he kind of plateaued. And so now he is obviously still prone to ranting and, like, interrupting himself and trailing off and doing wild, insane tangents. He still has a basic function. He can still, like, say words in a row. Biden cannot do it. He is an idling Model T. He is... And I know they say it's the stutter, but it means that he can't, like... That thing of him on Anderson Cooper where he could not get out a sentence. He was trying to talk about the wartime like production board or something, and all he could do is go. And you know, there was a time it was Roosevelt, you know, during World War II, there was a thing, and it was like, oh God, this man cannot communicate. That's wild shit. That is wild shit, and like that's unprecedented. You know, that like Reagan kind of was a managed decline that happened after he took office for the most part. This is like late term Reagan, like the last year. After he'd already been president for 7 years, that's where he's starting at on inauguration day. Good Lord, the comic potential is amazing. It's like when Lloyd Bridges was the president in Hot Shots Part 2. He was Tug Benson. He was like the goofy admiral, and he became president. And he was like falling off shit. Or like Leslie Nielsen was the president in Scary Movie 4 or whatever. Because Trump, we already kind of know what we're getting. This is a whole new level. Like a guy who has to talk every day and has to communicate to the people every day and has to be seen places every day, just slowly melting in front of our eyes. Unprecedented. And as like a stand-in for America, as a very, very heavy-handed metaphor for the American Republic that we're in and the empire that it's the center of, it's like, God, who is writing the season? It's way too hacky. Like, this is on the nose shit. There's no subtlety here. Because like to have that guy be the figurehead during a massive catastrophe, collapse, economic, social, health, the petrodollar collapse, guys. That's why we don't have inflation. That's why America, like, that's why MMT is true in America, is because of fucking oil. Because oil is priced in dollars. And that's what allows us to push off inflation. And that's it. That's why we have our absurdly huge and oversized share of the GDP of the world. That's why we have more consumption per capita than anybody in the world. Well, that's why all of our horrible, messy, hyper-marketized institutions are built in with so much built-in graft because of the need for profit that there's no functionality underneath them to get any efficiency whatsoever. So like the ride might be over in terms of America even being able to sustain its position as like consumer of last resort and as, you know, world monetary power. Because like, what is a world where fossil fuels are still needed everywhere, but there's no way to use the cash incentive to get people to move them there? Like, I don't know how that kind of a radical disjunction gets solved besides the mass nationalization of these goddamn oil companies, which is what we should do. But sadly, there is no one within sniffing distance of power who would ever come anywhere close to having the vision to do that and to have the popular support to back up that kind of move. It just doesn't exist. So we're left with this attempt to fucking prop this thing up. But anyway, to put a visibly senile man in charge of that and then watch him just fail every day to live up to who he was the day before, that's an artistic level. Yeah, that's where we've transcended metaphor. Like, art doesn't exist anymore at that point. I think like there's no more art. Art's gone. Bye-bye. Like, our show's gone. All art is gone. Because art is reality. Because we've crafted it. Yeah. Damn. Makes you think. Who knows? Who the hell knows? But man, the one thing I'm hoping to get out of it is the debates, guys. Is the debates. It's really those two old ships in the night, these decrepit hulks bobbing next to each other in the harbor. Just two sundowning megalomaniacs clanging against one another. Their words totally orthogonal. Trump absolutely roasting Biden for being senile. Biden getting feisty and like challenging him to physical violence. Let's do it. And of course, the Sons Debate, which is what I love. That would even be better, I think. And more emblematic, because as Felix has said, we are living in the reign of the Sons. You know, the horrible, inevitable result of a meritocratic social order, where the merit somehow becomes inherited genetically. And all you're doing is inculcating the worst habits of the dullest people on earth, and put these numbskulls in charge with a mandate to never change anything in a substantial way. It's like, hey, you have to deal with this unprecedented social and economic crisis, but you can't do it in such a way that the thing you do makes a permanent change to any status or condition. That's an impossible ask. That cannot happen. So something's going to have to break here. There's either going to have to be some sort of like internal coup where the political faction of capital actually like takes over, either through military means or something, the state essentially collapses, and we have like privatized fiefdoms. That's it. Those are the options. Yeah, that's all I can see. Breaking up is possible, and that would be part of that second option. Oh, I'm going to be on every drug I have for that debate. I'm going to be candy flipping, at least, for that debate. That's going to be one of the high points of my life. And I hope I don't have to be here for it. I hope I get to be with my friends. Oh, God, I hope. I understand it's going to be rolling situation. It's going to be remit and relax and remit over the next 2 years. Well, Jesus. But just let us be out in October so they can have the debates and they can go and hang out with my fellow guys and stream watching the debates while blitzed out of my goddamn mind. Just give me that. And then the oceans can claim us. We can be the last Atlantean generation. That's fine. We weren't doing that great. We were down in the count. If you really think about it, even before this with fucking global warming, we were down in the count. We were like in there. Honestly, it's like 1 and 2. It's a bad count. So it's like, if you gotta get hit by a pitch, that's fine. That's a better result than keeping swinging. Anyway, there's me getting all gloomy again. I'm sorry, guys. I just feel like I'm conducting electricity, and it like builds up over the course of the day, like one of those electric generators, and then I fill up with like electrostatic power, and then zorp, I have to shoot it out, and that's what these are. Those are me just blurfing them out, and I'm sorry if you have to hear them, but you know, at this point I think you know what you're getting into. So I think, you know, you can be understood that this is like hashtag real talk. This is like me getting down and gritty. This is under the hood. Might be the end of the House of Saud, which obviously that would be, I mean, too much to hope for probably, but you gotta figure that they're gonna have to wrap up the Yemen war pretty soon. Like, they're just, that's not a luxury they can afford anymore. Fucking around in Yemen with the Houthis, who they just cannot beat. All they do is get Sudanese child soldiers murked. That's all they're doing. Welcome to my mind garage. Ooh, welcome to my mind garage. Ooh, welcome to my mind garage. 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 By the way, I don't know what Cumtown's take on Protestantism is, but I do think it's funny that on that show, guess what there is not one of? A fucking Protestant. Catholic, Jew, fucking Eastern Orthodox. Some books. You gotta have some books. You fucking unlettered cretins. You hillbillies. You gotta have some fucking books. So I don't know. Which episode do they talk about Protestantism? Because I'm a few behind. I've been listening religiously, but I've been backed up since the quarantine. So I want to hear what their specific take is, because that is like a pet hobby of mine, is like thinking about the cultural, like the shape of American Protestantism and how it can kind of like, you know how you get a blood clot in like your lung and it creates a situation where you get a scab in the shape of your lung, like the bacilli, like, you know, all the tendrils and stuff that like your the airwaves are that get filled with blood and then it hardens. And it coughs up, and it's the shape of the inside of the lung, right? I feel like that's what Protestantism is in America. Like, it is the superstructural thing that accumulates all the shit, all the garbage, all the worst cultural runoff of a settler colonial slave empire. So it's fascinating, the subject to study. And I do have an idea to do a enumerated past about American Protestantism. I want to do a little more reading before I start it, though, because it is a lot of my stuff is very off the cuff, and I don't want to go way too out on a limb. I want to have a little bit more more scholarly backing before I go off. But I do want to go off on that. Fascinating religious tradition. Well, there's L Beyond Seed, which is a good book about the specific religious and cultural traditions of the people who came to America from England and Great Britain. Another book about like intergenerational traditions of violence is All God's Children. I'll think of some more. Getting chilly out here. It rained today. The Supreme Court. God, people really do care about the Supreme Court. I think it's just because it's something stark and understandable, and it's like points on a scoreboard. And so people can kind of get their head around it in a way that, like, policy stuff is more abstract. I don't want to get one of these. Shit, I forgot what I was saying. Never mind. I saw one of these questions. I wanted to put it on the thing. I missed it. Ah, hell, goddamn. Ah, hell. Ah, goddamn, I'm Chewbacca. Ah, hell. Alright, I can't find anything. Yeah, the Supreme Court, it's like, come on. Come on. You know that nothing that's going to save or doom humanity is going to be decided in a court of law. Certainly not by nine nut dumb fucks in the Supreme Court. If you go through those channels, it just won't happen. It's just going to be bye-bye. Bye-bye! The whole thing's going to shatter. It just doesn't... It's like any regime that doesn't have enough give in it. I mean, that's what defines a regime's long-term longevity. And we are incredibly brittle. We've created a situation where we've hollowed out all of our institutions from within in a way that I don't think they were meant to withstand this kind of longitudinal shock. Mm-hmm. What do I think of accelerationism? I'll tell you what I think of accelerationism. We all better fucking hope they're right. That's it. Whether it's morally correct posture, whether it's accurate, I don't know. But given the situation we're in right now, you better fucking hope that the accelerationists are right. Because if this isn't accelerated, then I don't think I want to see accelerated. I think if you're accelerated to that speed, it's where like your skin starts pulling off your face and you just get peeled like a banana. So don't, thank you. I would rather not sign up for that, sir. Good day. I said good day. So yeah, we better fucking hope it's correct. No, we're not. It's not a gamble. We don't have any choice in the matter. We're accelerated. We have to acknowledge reality. We don't get to make reality fit our theory of it. We don't create a theory. It's like, well, in my theory, then we're not accelerating, and I don't think we should accelerate. So, no, it's not accelerated. It's like, it doesn't matter what you think. It's happening. We're accelerated. The theory about, like, the point where crisis conditions come to and people are forced to make a choice and certain delusions are exposed. That's now. That's now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, yeah. I have no idea. Everything is fucked up. I think I can say that with more confidence than I can say most anything else. Shit's fucked up. And I don't think we're only beginning to see just how fucked up it's going to get. I think it might go way beyond what a lot of us think is possible. Maybe we thought of it theoretically, but we sort of dismissed it as just not being commensurate with the reality as we understood it. And the thing is, it wouldn't be. It would be a tectonic shift. It would be the kind of change that really doesn't happen. The kind of phase shift. Like, that doesn't really happen in history. And we're living through one. Oh, boy. Yeah, shit's fucked up. That's the Warren Zevon song that he wrote after he got diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. Yeah. Check, please. Yeah, everything's very exciting. They say we live in interesting times, and I think we can all say, even though right now that's pretty fucking boring for a lot of us, it's still interesting. I certainly would not want to get owned by Corona right now and die. That would be really annoying. Not seeing what happens after having like this idea, like not specifically this, but like something in the shape. Holding just out of view in my mind, like a fucking, like a wraith, like Banquo at the wedding, or Banquo at the feast, at the just this shadow haunting me, and now it's here, and now I'm not gonna just get owned right away. I don't want to be the guy at the beginning of the zombie movie who just gets bit when he like, wait, what's going on out here? I want to at least get home to turn the TV on and see, like, the eye patch guy going, we need to nuke the cities. I want to at least get to that. We'll see something. What it is, I don't know. I do not know, sir. Search me, son. I got a song. don't think it matters who's going to be president next. I don't know if these institutions have the elasticity. There's centrifugal forces at work. Are you ready for the great atomic power? Ready for the great atomic power? Cookies. I'm so excited. We might be teetering on the brink of an abyss that none of us have ever even come close to imagining, but damn it, we've cookies. I have not been drinking today, sir. I am a teetotaler. This is a Spindrift sparkling water, sir. I'm just high on life. Are you ready for the reader? Yeah, that Avenue, by the last episode of that Avenue 5 show, I was just like, woo! What? I have not dropped acid yet. I'm going to do it soon, though. I want to get nice and litty. I don't know. Waiting for a nice day. Today it was too stormy. Yeah, man, like, that's the thing. Like, if I cut my hair, am I ever going to have anything as interesting as what has happening right now? Because as this thing is, like, my front protuberance here is sort of, like, dying, it's giving me these really, honestly, poignant little architectural wonders. I feel like a damn who. And the thing is, the one thing that would make me shave the whole thing, on God, is if this went away and I ended up with the fucking sides. And because as much as I love Lex G and I love the idea of sides, and there are sides gods who I respect, it is a look that gets me nauseous even thinking about being on my head. Where it's just the couch, you know? Like the Mao or whatever, or more the George Costanza. That's not happening. If it ever gets that bad, it's all gone. Because that's... or I'll, like, just rub some stem cells on it. Because hopefully by then there'll be some sort of Oryx and Crake-style genetic stem cell-based lubricant cream that, like, fuses with your DNA and gives you back luscious locks. I would love to get Lex G on the pod. I would love to get Lex on the pod. I would just want it to be him and me. I would want to rap. But I don't think he would do it, sadly. Also, I don't know if it would. I don't know if the audience would like it. That's for sure. The man's he's got hot takes. He does not sugarcoat. Pigoons, yes, exactly. Maoism. Hell yeah, peasants. Let's go. Let's go get some of those Hakka peasants lying around. You know where we got any of those? Any of those like generationally landless? Transient peasant farmers that lived in cramped conditions as tenants in southern land holdings, where they were sort of second-class citizens and had powered Chinese revolutions for generations before that. We got any of those lying around? I don't know. Oh boy. Oh boy, people are they're hooting and hollering now in addition to clapping. See, this is the thing, it's the bit up. I was saying about how they have to keep clapping so they really care and like show their penance for their idleness. Now, clapping's not enough. You gotta work it out. You gotta just edge it. You gotta bellow. Now, if they're gonna be doing wolf howls and like cucaracha dances, that's gonna go off. There's gonna be fireworks eventually. If this thing goes long enough, they're gonna be like shooting AKs in the air like it's Saddam's wedding. That'd be so funny. Everybody's got like a fucking something. They've got like a Sicario gilded AK that they got on like Etsy, and they mail it home, and then they just. Sometimes I wonder what would have happened if the Taiping Rebellion had been successful. That's a real, I think an under pondered counterfactual in history is if the Taiping Rebellion had been successful in China, because it really came very, very close. The Qing were on a real knife's edge there for a while, and it was the Western intervention that really pushed them over. They could have very well fallen the other way, and a lot of the Western powers were initially sympathetic to the Taiping because they professed to be Christians. Just that the guy was such a weirdo that eventually they were like, oh, okay, you're on some other shit. Never mind. Yes. You deserve to have another seamless delivery. You earned it. You've earned not having to be in a room full of people with masks trying to save lives or deliver food or do anything useful. I'm okay that I'm doing that because I'm doing this. No. We're all fucking absolute parasites. Well, it's pretty clear the parasitic nature of this whole economic arrangement. Like, the people with the least social standing, the least control over their jobs, and the lowest pay are the people who actually need to be working. Like, how has that revelation not just destroy the foundations of everything we think about politics or fucking economics or justice? I'd love to go to Colorado. Where would I perform? In your house? In a hazmat suit? And that's why I fear that, like, they're going to open up again, and they're going to slowly but surely normalize these deaths and normalize this threat that having these jobs is. Like, well, that's part of the job. It becomes like, hey, you signed up for it. And then maybe they'll be a little better paid, like, to incentivize. But considering how many people are out of work, they're not going to have to give much. They're going to have huge incentive to get people to do it, to risk their life, and then it's going to get normalized. And then we'll slowly just sort of accept a certain number of casualties and a certain degree of care and a certain triaging of care that allows us to function while still having these numbers overwhelm what should be the limits of the healthcare system. Because I don't really see an alternative for their point of view. If we're not giving up the markets, if we're not giving up capitalism, if we're not giving up profit, then we have to change our definition of acceptable human losses. Then we just have to factor a new thing in. And the thing is, it's not the first time. Like, look what happened with cars showed up. Cars showed up, and cars started killing people immediately. People got splattered all over the road. People had no idea what they were doing. They were murdering children. They were destroying whole neighborhoods. And what did we do? We invented the crime of jaywalking. Actually, no, you're wrong for stepping into the street that you could always have stepped in from time immemorial since the beginning of time. No, this newfangled device should come and be able to mow you over, and it's your fault. And we normalized the deaths around traffic. Traffic fatalities kill tens of thousands of people a year. It's a monstrously dangerous thing to do, to just let that happen. And we accept that because of how crucial automobiles became to the economy. And like the way that they interacted with our subtler, you know, geography of free real estate. But so they'll just factor this in the way that was. And it's just going to be a process. There'll be a couple of these, like, go out, come back in. But eventually we're going to be out less time as we just accept, like, create more bumpers for accepting deaths. Because, like, I don't really... Because, like, there is a herd immunity thing. Like, if these new studies show that, like, upwards of, like... That the estimates of how many cases are there are down by, like, factors of 10. That in places that have officially maybe 15,000 cases, they in factuality have something like 200,000 or 300,000 cases. Like, and that's what... there was a Stanford survey that suggested that. I don't know. They said that was, like... falsified or something, but there was another report from UCLA or USC that said the same thing about Southern California, which is that there's vastly more people who have this than we thought, which means that the fatality rate is much lower. Now, because it's so much more communicable, that's still killing a ton of people and it's not acceptable. But you could argue, hey, there's some herd immunity possible there. And the thing is, you can go forward with that as your argument, and even if it isn't true, and I don't know if it's true, you can go, oh, well, it didn't work, but then you just keep going, because we have to keep the fucking economy going. We will do anything to keep it going. There is no level they won't go to maintain these systems. They keep them at the top of the fucking hierarchy. They will feed us all into the grinder. The thing is, like, these numbers of deaths are not absolute. Like, these aren't black death numbers. These aren't, you know, even these aren't Ebola numbers in terms of fatality rate or anything. This is the number of people who we've lost before. Hell, Spanish flu killed more people. Even if it killed as many people as the Spanish flu, it wouldn't be a big deal if we just normalized it. And honestly, you know, it could create some slack in the economy, and now we could buy out some industries. We can consolidate further, which is going to be a nice bonus of this, is that none of these small businesses are going to be able to come back up afterwards. People who had money beforehand are going to have hoarded it, and they're going to be able to buy up everybody's stuff for pennies on the dollar. And so it's going to be like fucking Demolition Man. All restaurants will be Taco Bell. It'll be Amazon Presents Taco Bell Prime. I don't know what these people are doing. It's really weird. Their bell on. What if 9/11 never happened? Wow. That's a real one, isn't it? Because that is such a contingent act. A lot of times that could have been stopped. I don't know. I've always been a skeptic of 9/11 truthism, but, you know, since Epstein, I've kind of widen my credulity meter. I still have a fundamental problem with the whole idea of an inside job in 9/11. And that is that a government apparatus that had that degree of control over an operation that size, I don't think would have to do it to get a war in the Middle East. But maybe they did all the. Maybe the Rand Corporation did a bunch of regressions, and they realized no, the only guaranteed way to get this to happen is with this. Nothing else will work with like anything more than anything less than like a 25% failure rate. Who knows? I don't know. But the main thing is, if it happened one way or the other, doesn't matter. Same people are in charge. The way to dislodge them is the same. It's just really their capacity to control things that's different. And honestly, I don't know how you can embrace the real, like, hard truth or theory. I mean, stuff about, like, them knowing beforehand, that's a whole different question. And I think that's really significant. Like, there's all this weird stuff about insider trading happening right before 9/11, like stock, the shorting of airline stocks. Guys got arrested for, like, doing insider trading off 9/11 information. So the idea that it was known about at some level and was allowed to happen, I can buy that. But, like, controlled demolition and all that shit, it just seems like you're working backward. But I'd say either way, they're still in charge. Same people, they have the same motives, and the way to beat them is sadly the same. Organizing. And goddamn it, that's the hard part. Because all the other theorizing is a lot more fun. Talking about, like, who blew up the towers is way more fun than trying to, like, push the goddamn wheel of pain up the hill again. Oh, boy. See, the funny thing about Tower 7 I never got was, why would you need to blow it up? And the only answer anyone's ever given me is, like, it had the files or something. It's like, they knew what they like, they had the whole, like, months leading up to it to plan everything, which means they could have planned to remove the stuff from the place before they did it. Unless they forgot and then had to, like, fire a missile at it to just knock it down. I don't understand. And then, and I always, and another thing about the Pentagon is like, that seems like such a bad target, you know, since it's, I mean, you go to the trouble of knocking down the Twin Towers for their propaganda value, why just crash into the thickest building on Earth that's going to barely show any scars? And it's like, well, because the part that got blown up is, like, the accounting department. That's like, isn't there another way to get, presumably they know where this stuff is and they can get it and, like, get it out of there. If they could plan that, I don't know. It's all, like I said, I am agnostic on all this stuff. Having an opinion is nice, but at the end of the day, it doesn't prove anything. And there's no way to know, so who gives a shit? I'm just going to be grilling back here in my little grill spot. Catch me grilling, boys and girls. I'm all about that grill life. You feel me? I know you could. All right, guys. I'm going. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Having fun. These have been fun lately. I'm putting them all on YouTube, so let anyone know if they missed this and they don't want to go on Instagram. It should be on YouTube tomorrow. Bye-bye.